This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Taliban fighters have taken control of much of the capital of northern Afghanistan's Kunduz province. AP correspondent Karen Shamez has more.
Locals walk past burnt-out buildings around Kunduz's central market area. Government officials said fighting between insurgents and government forces had taken place around the governor's office and police headquarters in Kunduz. However, there were later reports that the Taliban had taken over the two buildings. Kunduz is a strategic crossroads, which if it falls would be a significant gain for the Taliban as it provides access to most of the north as well as to the capital, Kabul. Meanwhile, airstrikes damaged a health clinic and high school in southern Afghanistan's Helmand province, targeting Taliban positions. A Taliban surge has intensified as US and NATO troops wrap up their withdrawal from the country. In response, the government have retaliated with airstrikes aided by the United States. I'm Karen Shamas.
An upcoming UN report on climate change gives the international community its clearest ever warning about the dangers of accelerating climate change, Britain's COP26 president said Sunday. The chief for the November Climate Change Summit told the Observer newspaper a report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, due on Monday, would show the world was on the brink of potential disaster. He said, quote, "We can't afford to wait 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. This is the moment," end quote. He added that unless nations act now, quote, "we will unfortunately be out of time," end quote. Hundreds of Greek firefighters fought desperately Sunday to control wildfires on the island of Evia that have charred vast areas of pine forest, destroyed homes, and forced tourists and locals to flee. The civil protection deputy minister said Sunday in all 17 firefighting aircraft were fighting the fires on Evia, the second biggest Greek island. This is VOA News. The Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games have come to a close, with the U.S. topping the medal standing once again. Correspondent John Leatherby has more.
Kara Winger of Seattle, a four-time Olympian in javelin, led American athletes into the Olympic Stadium to close out the 17-day event in a ceremony rich in Japanese tradition, but due to the pandemic, attendance confined to athletes, coaches, and officials. In all, the U.S. finished first in both total gold medals and overall medal count, 39 first-place showings and 113 total medallions. IOC President Thomas Bach called on the world to meet again in Paris in 2024 as the Olympic flame was extinguished. I'm John Leatherby.
The head of the United States' second largest teachers union said Sunday teachers should be required to get vaccinated against COVID-19 to protect students who are too young to be inoculated. This shift course back to mandated shots as more children fall ill. Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers, told NBC News' Face the Nation, quote, "The circumstances have changed," end quote, adding, quote, "It weighs really heavily on me that kids under 12 can't get vaccinated," end quote. The number of children hospitalized with COVID is rising across the country, a trend health experts attribute to the Delta variant being more likely to infect children than the original Alpha strain. Israel set up rapid coronavirus testing stations across the country Sunday, a National AIDS Society said, as the government tries to prevent another pandemic lockdown. The testing centers are aimed at the non-vaccinated and those who have recovered from the virus and need a health pass. Since Sunday morning, unvaccinated people must present a negative COVID test less than 24 hours old, and health passes will be extended to children under 12 starting August 20th. Saudi Arabia will begin accepting vaccinated foreigners wanting to make the Umrah pilgrimage, authorities said Sunday, a move that will boost an economy hit by the COVID pandemic. Starting Monday, Saudi Arabia will begin, quote, "gradually receiving Umrah requests from various countries," end quote, the Saudi press agency reported. This nearly 18 months after it closed its borders to battle coronavirus. Before Sunday's announcement, only immunized pilgrims residing in Saudi Arabia were eligible for Umrah permits. A sheriff says the governor of the U.S. state of New York, Andrew Cuomo, could face misdemeanor charges if investigators substantiate a criminal complaint filed this week accusing him of groping an aide at the governor's state residence. The sheriff promised Saturday a very comprehensive investigation into the woman's claims. The governor denies the accusation. Via remote, Diane Roberts.